This is BOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's top military officer, General Valery Zaluzhny, in an interview with the Washington Post, expressed frustration that observers, particularly Ukraine's allies from the West, believe the nation's long-anticipated counteroffensive is moving slowly. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Shrenikova talked with VOA's Flashpoint program more about the general's frustrations.
Particularly, he said that it's important to understand that every centimeter of Ukrainian land which is liberated with this counteroffensive is actually lives and blood of Ukrainian soldiers. So he expressed hope that everyone will be patient. Also, he mentioned that in order to make this counteroffensive quicker and successful, Ukrainian army, of course, needs more equipment, more ammunition, and especially F-16 jets. He highlighted this pretty much because air support is extremely important at this point.
And remarks at the National Press Club, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says he does not share concerns that the Ukrainian counteroffensive is moving slowly.
Is it happening slower than computers might have said or other people might have said? Yes. What I had said was this is going to take 6, 8, 10 weeks. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very long, and it's going to be very, very bloody. And no one should have any illusions about any of that.
Young rioters clashed with police and looted stores overnight Friday, and a fourth night of unrest in France triggered by the deadly police shooting of a teen, piling more pressure on President Emmanuel Macron after he appealed to parents to keep children off the streets and blamed social media for fueling the violence. While the situation appeared to be somewhat calmer compared to previous nights, turmoil gripped several cities across the country. Fighters in the Parisian suburb where the